Hey, it's me, Carrie, and I'm reading you a story that is a poem. And in the background is my very old dog, Sparty, snoring. Sorry about that. You ready? The story is structure. The beginning is here. You set up what might happen. You show all the characters' flaws, what they need to learn, the lie they believe about themselves, about the world. Spoiler, this is what they'll learn by the end. They will learn that the lie is not true. This is where the character waits in the margins or hides in cupboards or bedrooms to come flouncing or trudging onto the page, defined by black ink usually, by words and actions and a meet cute. The middle is where things get murky. This is meant to be the bulk of the book's life. Your character is past the point of no return. They have settled and nestled into a giant peach or a wizard world, and things are fun and games, but not necessarily actually fun, unless they're into hard lessons and everything they want being blocked, and not just by outside forces, those beastly antagonists, but also by the lie they keep choosing to believe. But good things happen here too. Boys fly brooms. Enchanted forests are explored. We are into a world of magic, of falling in love. Until we are not. And that is the end. Which sounds terrifying, doesn't it? It's a bed without a head on a pillow. It's a final set of the... The doggy is running. It's a final set of empty pages without words. That's too negative. This is what it is. The end is the place where realizations happen for us and for the character we've been watching. We find out that we've both been living a lie. We find out that we don't have to wait in the damn margins or stay in lines that march across a life, a page, and we damn sure don't have to be Plath in the kitchen, Sexton in the garage, Hemingway in the foyer. We can choose to continue. This is what sequels and semicolons are for learning all over again, adventuring all over again, becoming all over again. We are more than three-act structures, aren't we? I think we are. And there you go. A poem with an interruption by one cat, one dog, one Carrie. Hope you're good. Hope you continue on and write poems and stories.